Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast this Thursday. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which aims to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor Dag Heward Mills. In today's teaching, Bishop Dag focuses on how Jesus took what God had provided, gave thanks, and it provoked God to perform the miraculous and bless a multitude. Rather than complaining about what you have not being enough, today Bishop Dag calls you to be grateful for what you have. When you begin to have an attitude of thanksgiving like Jesus, you'll begin to see the hand of God and his blessing and favor in your life. Be blessed by today's teaching.
Father, we thank you so much for a wonderful Sunday where Brazil can play with Germany. And we thank you that we were able to come to church in spite of that. In Jesus' name, amen. I will not waste your time. What time does the match start? What time is the match starting? 11:30. All right. 11. 11 or 11:30? All right. Well, Isaiah, quickly, please. No time. No time to waste. Pray if you are a pastor. I tell you, a pastor in London, he called me. He was very sad because England was playing with somebody on Sunday morning. He said, you should have seen the church. Anyway, Isaiah 1, verse 19. What does it say? If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, willingness speaks about what? Attitude. Is that not so? Your attitude is very important. And we thank the Lord for teaching us a lot about these things. Now, last week I was sharing with you about the complaints of the Israelis. Is that not so? How they complain and they complain about so many things. What the first thing they complain about? They complain about the help that God had given them. Is that not so? When Moses was coming to rescue them. By the way, the choir is looking really powerful. Beautiful. It's miraculous. When I saw you, I was shivering. All right. They complained about the risk that they had to take. Is that not so? The next one, they complain about the risk that they had to take. After that, they complain about the water, the bitter experiences. After that, they complain about God's provision for them. You know, God had given them something. They were complaining about it. Then the next one was they were complaining about the things they didn't have. First, they complained about the things they had. Then they complained about the things they didn't have. Is that not so? Then the next one was what? They complained about spiritual things. All right? When Moses went into the mountain to pray, why is the prayer meeting taking so long? Why is the worship like this? Why is this like that? What is happening? Etc., etc. So they were complaining. The next one, they complained about their blessings, their miracles. Huh? They complain without reason. All right, without reason. And then the next one, they complain about an announcement that was made. And what was the next one? All right. Then they complain about blessings and miracles also. Now, Numbers 14, verse 1. I am continuing on that, and I'm going to be very brief because I can see the referee rushing out onto the field already. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. Now, this was after the announcement that they were going to go into the promised land. So in Numbers chapter 11, chapter 13, the Bible says, but the people that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against these people. Amen. For they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they have searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Now, we go to chapter 14, verse 1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice. We are in Numbers, the book of Numbers in the Old Testament. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses in verse 2, and against Aaron, and against the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? Wherefore has the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? Verse 4, and they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return to Egypt. And Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. All right? And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were with them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake to all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. Do you understand? The thing is good. It's not bad. It is good. That's the point I'm trying to make. How to eat the good of the land. There is good in everything God has given you. If He placed you in Ghana, there is good in Ghana. If He placed you in America, there is good in America. If He placed you in Egypt, there is good in Egypt. If He placed you in Cameroon, there is good in Cameroon. And Joshua and Caleb said, the land is good. Why are you spoiling everything? But now these people wanted to even change their leader. They wanted to change the pastor of the church. Hallelujah. So here you see them complaining about the pastor. They said in verse 4, they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Praise the Lord. So here again you see the people, right, complaining about their pastor. But let's read verse 8. If the Lord delight in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us, and their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us, fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be before they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? All right. Now notice, it is something that we do. Let me tell you something about churches. Every church is a good church. I believe so. Every church, you see, God is not building a particular church. You see, God has given me a heart for more than Lighthouse. God is not just building Lighthouse. It cannot be. He's not just building a particular church. Often, the leaders of the churches hope and wish that they were the church. Often, leaders of churches wish that they are, you know, just like Brazil is the best team. That's a tip for you for this later, you know. Just like you know that Brazil is, everybody likes to be number one. And everybody would like his church to be number one. But the reality is that Christ is building the church. And you must grow up to see that you appreciate what He is doing. Because what we are doing, physically speaking, Lighthouse or any other church for that matter, is just a crucible. It's the container of something that God is doing in this season. And He will continue to do. But the reality is that everything we try to do, humanly speaking, often cannot contain what God is doing for very long. And you will notice as the years have gone by, God is always working on earth. He's always finding somebody. Often by the time a church becomes established, very prosperous, and so on, the Holy Spirit is kicked out and replaced with a committee or some kind of board which replaces the committee. Then God, the Holy Spirit, goes out to walk in the road and to find some other uneducated person who will believe in things. And then a new revival starts from another corner and more poor people go there. And then it becomes a big thing. Then they say it's a mushroom church and they speak against it. And they say, oh, you are not one of the main churches. And so God keeps on moving. And nothing that we are doing, physically speaking, lasts for very long. The churches that Apostle Paul established, today many of them are, those places are all either mosques or they are, it's totally Islamic. There's no sign of a church there at all. So, and by the time Paul himself was dying, it was like, what is being done? What has been done? But the words that Paul preached up till today are ministering even in Accra. You understand? But that physical building, the, let's say Paul's Churches Incorporated International, they are not there, but the word is still moving on to the next place which is ready to receive it. Are you listening to me? So often you see churches which were like the church of the hour, the church of the, after a while, it is not the church of the, we are nothing. God is not trying to make something out of anybody. It's just being available for the Lord to use us for a season. Amen. And then he will move on to the next place where people are available. Because after he uses us for a while, then we become proud. We become some way. We start hitting against our brothers. The Bible says, gave a parable. The Lord left his servant to do some work. And when he went away, the servant started to beat other servants. And you find other churches start to attack other churches. All these are mistakes. I said, all these are mistakes. So God is working. And so every church is a good church at a different stage of its life or its development. Lighthouse may not be like the Methodist church, but maybe in 100 years or 200 years time, if Jesus hasn't come, Lighthouse may be very much like the Methodist church or the Anglican church. I don't know. But I don't know what we'll be like when we are 500 years. I don't know how we'll be like when we are 2,000 years. That's how the Catholic church, that's how old the Catholic church is. Almost 2,000 years old. So God is working generally. So we must not become so upset sometimes with different churches. So now we want to change the pastor. I don't like this church. That's why there are different churches. So that you can go where is good for you. And always remember, wherever you go, that it's not the only place that God is moving. There are many people who come to Lighthouse and are surprised when they come. I didn't know all this was here. I didn't know this was going on here. It's even different from how we see it on television. This and that. When we started going on TV, people became surprised. I didn't know. Yeah. Because you are not God, and God, nobody has bought shares in God. The majority shares. That we are the majority shareholders of Almighty El Shaddai. And so the main things that God does are here because we have shares. We are the majority share. There's nothing like that. So God is working through his various pastors. And if you don't like these pastors, then God has got options for you. So you can be at a place. But there's no need to be in a place and stir up people to change the pastor. If you don't like me, just down the road we have Dr. Otabel. He's a good pastor. And just after him, you have Reverend Ankra. He's also a good pastor. In fact, I can get a taxi for you immediately after church and ask them to lead you to the to these places. And then, pardon? Yes. And then we have Church of Pentecost behind here. And we have the Anglican and we have the Methodists. And there are a host of other churches with all sorts of signboards. And you can follow the signboard. You'll find a place that you can worship. But there's no need for you to stir up a group in the area where you are sitting. We are not happy with it. Why? Let's change. Let's make a new pastor. We should have committee. We should have. There should be elections in Lighthouse. Oh yeah. There's no election here, and I'm not going to stand for election because I don't know if whether when I stand for election whether I'll win. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether if I stand, you'll vote for me. Because the people didn't vote for Moses. The one who delivered them, who helped them most, who as the years have gone by, we look back and realize that Moses was the person who really helped these people. But at that time, they were said, let us get another person. Now, this guy is some way. They didn't vote for him. They wouldn't have chosen him. So brothers and sisters, God provides for all of us, but he wants us to stay in a church and eat the good of the church, because there is an anointing on my life. Otherwise, I will not be here. God is using me mightily. God blesses a whole host of people through my ministry and my life. You may not know, and you can be in the church and it won't have any effect on you. It will not be a blessing to you because you are sitting there thinking about a new captain. You are sitting there complaining in your head and saying that, I wish another captain was preaching today. One church that I remember going to, I had a friend who was going to the church and she used to talk about it. And one day she said, you know, I'm so happy when the senior pastor is not around because I prefer the associate pastor. And so she wanted the associate pastor to be the replacement for the senior pastor. And there are many churches like that because sometimes you have the senior pastor may look a bit more distant. He may not be as reachable as maybe the assistant, or he may not smile as nicely as the assistant, or he may have many things that he's doing that may not give him access to you to maybe dedicate your baby or to come to your baptism or to do your outdooring for you or to come to your house when you are crying or to do that. He may not be able to do that. You see him as far as, you see, it's Pastor Eddie who is very loving. He's always around. The church, in my spirit, I sense. You sense what? You sense what? Let me tell you, if you want to eat the good of Lighthouse Chapel, whatever church, just begin to have the right attitude. You'll be surprised. Look, me, I'm reading books there. They're in the bookshop. Many of you come around and...
Give me 2 meat pies and one just in a mineral, please.
You wouldn't even bother to read it. I have pastors who ring me and tell me they are using my books to preach in their church. They are teaching. I have people. I remember one lady came here and she told me, our pastor, not only in the headquarters, but in the branches, he said that your book, everybody has that. This book, everybody must have it. I met a pastor, Chigbundu. Some of you may have heard of him in Nigeria. He said, in Nigeria, we call you Bishop Loyalty. I have a name there that they've given to me over there. And my book said, we use your books in our Bible school. We use your books here. I went into a Bible school in America, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where Kenneth Hagin and others are. And then there I sat down, in the office. I was coming to see the person about something. He looked at me and said, I think I've seen you somewhere before. Then he was looking at me, and then he got up. Then he went into his shelf, his bookshelf. Then he brought out ministerial ethics. It's you! He said, we use this. This is the book that we use in our Bible school in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He said, this is the book that we use in our Bible school. But you are here.
We are pleased waiting that you close our service quickly so that we can go and watch a Germany and...
And you are rather meeting and planning and hoping that I will be changed. Or that somebody else will be brought. Or in any other church for that matter. And when you have that attitude, you will not eat the good of the land. Whereas others who can see, decide to become like Joshua and Caleb, to be able to see good things in what God has given to you. You must be able to see good. Otherwise, you cannot marry. You cannot be happy anywhere. Anywhere. You will always be an unhappy person. Because whenever you're married, you always look at your spouse and see the negative things about the person. Ah, she's like this. He's like that. He's too that. He's this. He's that. Is there any good thing? Is there any good thing, sister? Is there any good thing, brother? Can you not see any good thing? Oh, it's not enough. I don't like it. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like Ghana because like this. I don't like America because I don't like this. We are suffering here. One day, I was coming home to Ghana from New York, and five people came to see me off at the airport. Five of my pastors and people. And then somebody was helping me to carry my bag, so I took the bag. When we got to the last point, I took the bag. I said, Charlie, you guys are blessed. So I turned around and I was going, and I looked at the, as I was going, I looked at the, but then I came back and I said, let me tell you something. And they were quiet. And I said, be happy. He said, huh? I said, be happy. Be happy here in New York City. And I said, there are 18 million Ghanaians who wish and pray that they were you and they were where you are. So I held and said, be happy. Because I could see from their faces. This one is struggling with his rent. This one is struggling with his school fees. This one is struggling for that. This one is struggling with so many issues. I said, be happy. Be happy. Because I know millions of people who wish and pray their only dream in life. Say, give me nothing, Lord. Let me stand on those shores. But you have it. You can't seem to see that there is something good there. There are people who look at other people's husbands. Oh, if only my husband was like that. But there are people married to that husband who don't see it that way at all. You don't know him. You don't know. You see, he looks very cool outside, but you don't know how the man is in the house. There are people who look at other people's wives and,
If my wife were to behave like this beautiful lady here, I think things would be easier in the house. I mean, far 100,000 times. I wish I had been married to Tulim Jali. It would have been easier.
But the man who is married to Tulim Jali is bowing his head every day in prayer. Oh, God. May she die, Lord. May she die. May she die. And some of you, you are looking at, you hope that the man married, he didn't marry you. So you are praying for the wife to die so that he will think again and look. You're waiting for a long time and she's not dying too. It doesn't seem to, she looks even more juicy and healthy. You've got to learn how to be happy with what God has given to you. Some people don't have, they complain. Then they have, they complain. They have a blessing, they complain. They have a leader, they complain. They have no leader, they complain. Everything, there's a complaint. What is wrong with you? Learn to have a spirit and a heart of thanksgiving. When they brought Jesus, in that circumstance when everybody was hungry, and they brought him five loaves of bread. Give me five loaves of your bread. Give me. One, two, three, four. Too big a piece of bread. Five. Five loaves of bread. Feed all these people. Jesus said, It's not enough. It's not good. Why did God give me this small one? If God had known, he would have given me a better one. Why are things like that with me? My things are not enough. My beloved is not nice enough. My husband is not nice enough. My life is not nice enough. My school is not nice enough. My pastor is not anointed enough. Nothing is enough for you. But Jesus didn't say it's not enough. He lifted up the five loaves and he gave thanks to the Lord. He gave thanks to God. He said, "Oh God, I thank you for five loaves and two fishes. Thank you for what you gave me." Then he started to use it. And they're not enough, suddenly. They're not enough. It turned into a miracle. And it suddenly became enough. They're not enough. Not enough husband. I don't have enough. I don't have enough education. I don't have enough anointing. I don't have enough. I don't have enough of everything. It's not okay for you. God bless you. It's not enough. He healed my knees, but he didn't heal my eyes. I have a husband, but he's not good enough. He's faithful. I know he doesn't chase people, but he's not enough. He doesn't romance me the way James Bond used to treat me. He's not enough. I like him, but he's not enough. But it's not enough. I want to change my face. I don't like the black face. I want to bleach my skin. It's not enough. The dark one is. I want a lighter face. I don't like my eyebrows. I want to change my eyebrows. I got a new hairstyle, but it's not enough. I need to change that one too. I have a dress, but it's not enough. I have a yellow dress, but it's not enough. I want a red one. Learn to take the little that God has given. You look at your old broke beloved. He doesn't have a car. He doesn't have a house. He doesn't seem to have anything apart from his Bible and his old shoes. And he comes to church, walking to church all the time. It doesn't look like he's enough. But he's going to turn out to be enough. And why don't you look for the nice things about that old broke beloved? The way he talks to you, the way he treats you, and the way he says, he doesn't have wraps. Yeah, he doesn't have wraps because he doesn't know how to wrap. So he's going to stay that way. He doesn't know how to wrap anybody, including others. So it's actually an advantage that he doesn't know how to wrap. So instead of complaining that it's not enough, rather give thanks and say, "Oh Lord, I thank you." The man, he doesn't know how to wrap at all. Lord, I like it. I love it, Lord. It's good. It's good. Five loaves. Five loaves is enough. Five loaves. I love it, Lord. I like it, Lord. My old car. Lord, it's not enough. Stop complaining and start saying thank you. There are 1,000 people out there who wish they had a car, who wish they had the old car that you have. Learn to say thank you. Learn to give thanks with the little two loaves that God gives. Learn to say thank you. You know, Lord, I can see it's just five loaves and there's a whole lot of things here, but I say thank you for what you've given to me. As soon as you begin to have that attitude, you look at your wife and say, "Man," sometimes I look at my wife and I look and say, "You know, my wife, if I was to choose again, I would still choose her." Oh, yeah. Because you just have to look with an eye and you say, "Oh, yeah. Adia no, you're very beautiful, something that's wrong." But when you begin to shiver, and when you look at it with those eyes of discontent, those eyes of grumbling, murmuring, complaining about everything. I don't like my waist. I don't like my waist. It's too big, Lord. No, it's too small, Lord. It's too small. I wish you were bigger. I don't like my breasts. They're too big. I wish they were smaller. No, they're too small. I want them bigger. Look, the match is starting. Stand up and let's go home. Let's go. The referee has come. It's time. Tell somebody, tell three people, begin to say thank you. Begin to say thank you to the Lord for what he has done for you. Thank him for three loaves, two loaves and five loaves and two fishes. Thank him. It's enough. It's enough. Say thank you. Tell seven people, stop grumbling, stop grumbling, stop grumbling, stop grumbling, stop grumbling. Tell seven people, stop grumbling, stop it, stop it. Tell the person, stop it, stop it. Look at your shoes and say, I have nice shoes. Look at your shoes, I have nice shoes. If you've got a mirror, ladies, bring out your mirror and say, I have a beautiful face. It's okay. It's enough. My face, I don't have to bleach it. I don't have to do something to it. I don't have to pour powder on it. All kinds of creams. I like my face, Lord. I thank you for my face. Lift your hand and give the Lord a shout. Five loaves, two fishes. Thank you, Jesus. You've blessed me. You've been good. And I thank you, Lord, for these five loaves and these two fish. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Some of you give birth and you look at your child. I don't like my child. I wish my child was. I wish his face was like that. I wish his mouth was like. I wish I had a girl. I just have boys. I wish I had a boy. I just have girls. I wish I had more. I wish I had more. You know. He has four and I have three. I wish I had four and not three. And somebody's praying for just one or even just to be pregnant for the thing to be aborted so that you know that you have been pregnant before. Look, the referee is calling. Lift your hand and just thank the Lord. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Tell the Lord it's enough, Lord. You gave me something good, Lord. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing, Lord. Thank you for, it's enough. Thank you for my five loaves. Thank you for my two fishes, Lord. Thank you for my blessing, Lord. Thank you for my salary, Lord. Thank you for my job. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Masakopolo Shandalama. Thank you, Lord, for your great provision for my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You've been good to me, Lord. I'm tired of grumbling, Lord. I'm coming out of grumbling, Lord. I'm coming out of complaining, Lord. I'm coming out of talking, Lord, negatively, Lord. I'm coming out of it, Lord. I'm moving ahead, Lord. Mando sandola kaparala mamande. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. Jesus, we worship and we praise your name. We lift our voices. Jesus, we worship and we praise your name. As our voices sing, you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. Lift your hand and thank you for something today. Jesus, we worship and we praise your name. We lift our voices. Jesus, we worship and we praise your name. As our voices sing, you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. Lift your hand and just thank him. Thank him now. Thank him. Thank him for the morning. Thank him for the evening. Thank him for making you alive. Thank him for blessing you. Thank him. There's something good in your hand. It may not look like it's enough, but thank him. Give thanks like Jesus gave thanks. Mando sacando la parilemende seven. That you may live and eat the good of the land. That you may see the hand of the Lord in your life. That you may see his blessing, his favor, his goodness. Thank him for that little thing he put in your hand. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. It's time to come out of grumbling. It's time to come out of complaining. I don't like this, I don't like that. It's not enough, it's not there. I want more. But just thank him. Thank him for his goodness and his kindness. Thank you, Jesus, for your great blessing. Father, we thank you so much for your healing, your touch, your blessing. In Jesus' name. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you're here, you want to give your heart to God. Pastor, please pray with me. If you're here like that, come to the front quickly. Lift up your hand, please. Lift up your hand and come to the front. Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. If you've lifted up your hand, come to the front very quickly before we close the service. Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. Come quickly. Come, 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 come. Come, come, come all the way to the front. Pastor, I want to give my life to God. God bless you. Surrender all. Come, come, come to the front. Pastor, please pray with me. And say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
today I come to you. I humble myself just as I am. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me
for all my sins. Please wash me.
Please wash
in the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
From today, I will follow you.
I'll follow you.
From today,
I will serve you.
Please accept me.
Please accept
as your child.
As your child.
From today,
I receive Jesus.
As my Savior. As my Master. And my King. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today. For more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.